Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God.
It's an
amazing King. He's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
I know I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you.
Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an everything.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude on this day. Father God, as we lift up your holy and righteous name, Father God, to say thank you. To say thank you, Father God, for bringing us in, for bringing us over, Father, for bringing us out, for bringing us up. Oh, Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness that continues, Father, to manifest itself day after day, morning after morning. New mercies we see, Father, no goodness of our own. All of your goodness poured down on us, Father God. And Lord, we just say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that we have not known, have not seen, Father God. But Lord, we thank you for it in the midst of everything that's going on around us, Father God, in the midst of everything, Father God, you remain sure, you remain unmovable, you remain unchangeable, Father, with wars and rumors of wars, oh, Father God, and parents against children and children against parents, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, pandemics and bloodshed. Oh, Father God, in the midst of all of this, Father, with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And Father, we just want to bless you today, Father, that we have something solid to hold on to. Therefore, we are not afraid. We are not afraid of the arrows by day, the terror by night, Father God, because our foundation is in you. It's in you we live, we move, and we have our being. So we bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, Father. Thank you, Father, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and come against our destinies this day, as we stand on the promises of your word to say, not so, not so, and that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment already condemned. Bless the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for where we've been, where we are, and where we're going, Father God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, for all the souls, Father God, that are being encouraged, affected, Father God, groomed, Father God, saved through the teaching and the preaching, Father God, that comes forth from this platform. We honor you, Father, and we thank you for the privilege to serve in this capacity. It is an awesome privilege, Father. It is an awesome privilege. And so we say thank you, Father. We're in a situation where no one can see us but you. Some of us have our pajamas on. Most of us probably have our pajamas on, Father. If that, glory be to God. No one can see us, Father. We don't have to worry about our face being washed or our hair being combed, but you see everything, God. You see the inside and the out, and most of you judge the hearts. So we're so happy about that. Father, at one time we wouldn't be that happy, but we're happy now, Father, because you're continuing to help us to mature and to grow up into our full salvation. And so we bless you. Bless our services on today, Father. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we commit it into your hands, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. We commit that into your hands. We put everything into your hands, Father, because we know that's the only hands we can trust. And we bless you. Now, Lord, as you told your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Wow. We made it through, saints. We made it through by the grace of God, the mercies of God. We made it to the end of the week. We made it to the end of the week, and we are just saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Even though our hearts are grieved, are we crying now because so many people didn't? We look over in India, but we can't even halfway look at all of that. We can only look a little bit of that. We just see the fire burning, glory be to God, and the cremation of thousands of people a day, thousands on thousands, and they just burning them. They say it's cheaper to burn them than to bury them. Beloved, amen. So we made it. Amen. But we, our hearts are grieved. Amen. For the ones that didn't make it, especially the ones, amen, that don't know Jesus, especially those. Amen. And it's something to cry about. Amen. But we're not crying today. Amen. We are crying, but yet we are rejoicing. Amen. Isn't it beautiful how we can cry and rejoice all at the same time? This is a day that the Lord has made. And therefore, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is great and greatly to be praised. If this is your first time with us, well, 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 God loves you. Amen. Because he has indeed brought you to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Please enjoy the services. Amen. And all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Leadership. It's a place where we meet 7 days a week. We've been meeting on this platform for 10 years. Please visit our website, find out more about our ministry,
at lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. We pray that everyone is excited. Amen. It's been a very full week. We've had a very full week. Amen. We've met at the altar of prayer every day this week. Glory be to God. We've met here every morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me see. Let's just do a little quick recap before we get into our message this morning. Let's see what our week looked like. So we started out, amen, on Monday. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. What did the Lord say to us on Monday? I got to look at my notebook here. Amen. Because it's a lot of word going on. glory be to God. So the Lord told, we talked about a mother's reality. Amen. And how, amen, and in commemoration of our Mother's Day, amen, we still have a responsibility. The mother has a great responsibility. We're in honor, but the responsibility that we have is to teach. Amen. And God counseling us to do that as parents. Amen. Then we came back on Tuesday and the Holy Spirit told us to get our attitude right. Get it right. Get it right. Avoid strife. Avoid strife. Come on. Glory be to God. Amen. Get that stuff out of your heart. Amen. In reference to offenses. Amen. Wednesday is our Praise Wednesday. Amen. And we shared our Mother's Day experience. Some of us got on and shared, amen, you know, what we did and reflections and memories. And it was really, really beautiful. I love our Wednesday services, amen, when that gives us an opportunity to interact, amen, one with another, amen, and get to know one another a little bit more, amen. So it was really, really beautiful, amen. Our sister Thurman came and she shared two of her lovely poems, amen, The Legacy of Lovely. Amen. And Belinda, the goddess of the lighthouse. Amen. We bless the Lord. Then we came back, amen, on Thursday, amen, which was our sister, amen, Minister Norwood's birthday. Amen. Celebrated her birthday. And our little Miss Erica was with us. Amen. Glory be. Erica's a grown woman, but I call her little miss because y'all know she's my daughter. Amen. And she talked about the peace that the Father gives. Amen. And so God used her greatly as usual. Amen. And then yesterday we came back and we talked about getting your peace back. Amen. Because a lot of us have lost our peace. We don't know why we are so uneasy and unrestless. Amen. And that's because the peace have gone because, amen, of bitterness, amen, that's still in our hearts where we have been offended, amen, by people and situations, amen. Wednesday night Bible study, what did we do? Oh, yeah, we talked about eternal salvation on Wednesday night, amen. Glory be to God. We talked about eternal salvation, and we want to thank God. That was a blessing to many of our partners because they said so, amen, and God had really showed them some things, amen, in that lesson, amen, that really opened the eyes of their understanding, amen. So we bless the Lord, amen, and see, we met at the altar of prayer, nine times this week, amen. Glory be to God. And we're back here again today, amen. It's been a full week, and in addition to that, amen. We aired six times on a media stream TV. Amen. Glory be to God. We come on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. in the morning. And then we are back at 8 p.m. at night. And we also went live six times on media radio. Not this here, this Block Talk Radio. We're also on the global radio, amen, that takes us, amen, around the world, amen. So I'm telling you, it's just been a packed week, amen. And so we just want to thank God for everything that we have accomplished, amen, in the ministry. Amen. And so we thank God for you and for you and for you, all of you who make it possible, amen, for us to move with this momentum. Amen. Because of your prayers, number one, amen. Glory be to God, pushing us forward. Amen. And also because of your support. Glory be to God. It's lovely when so many prayer partners can call in and touch and agree. Amen. Because you don't realize the force and touching and agreeing. You're covering the prayer warrior. Amen. The prayer warrior has backup. Amen. Because you're there touching and agreeing it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. And then also for your financial support. Amen. So we want to thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. We know we have many, many listeners. Amen. But those of you that come live every morning, 6 o'clock, you're the ones that come to the table. You're the ones that come, amen, with the money. Amen. Because we can't act like we don't need it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we know nothing would be done if we ain't had no money. Amen. But we want to thank God for you guys. Amen. That's helping to push us on. Push us on. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. So what does that mean? When God gives out the rewards, amen, Pastor Bradford's not going to be the only one to get a reward. Amen, because I'm here every morning. I'm the major spokesperson. No, I'm not going to be the only one get a reward. You're going to get a reward too. You're going to get a reward. Amen. Why? Because you're making it happen. Glory be to God. You're making it happen. Glory be to God. You know, when someone is taken in for a crime, amen, and they have their homeboy in the car, the homeboy ain't do nothing. He was just sitting in the car. He ain't do nothing. But they lock him up too. See? Glory be to God. But guess what? Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, beloved, that we're in this all together. Amen. We're in this all together. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. When our children graduate from college, amen, we're not the one that's graduated from college, but we're the one that pay for that tuition. Huh? God, glory. They might as well give you a degree too. Uh-huh. Oh, we bless God. God is so good. Amen. So we want to continue this morning, beloved. We want to wrap up this week, amen, with we're not finished with the scripture we was looking at yesterday. We want to look at that from a different angle because we want to get all that the Lord wants to say to us, beloved, because we do realize that we all have different personalities. We all have different personalities, and I'm happy about it. You know, because, you know, I mean, what would this world be like if everybody was like me? What would this world be like if everybody was like you? You know what I mean? I thank God that we all have our own personalities, beloved. But in that, amen, we all have our idiosyncrasies. You know what I mean? One thing, you know, turns you off. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, because we all come from different places. You know, we all have our own weaknesses. You know, some of us laugh at this joke, but the other person don't think it's funny. You know what I mean? And vice versa. And so we want to be, you know, this is why we want to have a high prayer life. We want to be sensitive, beloved. And we want to be, you know, slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Amen. You know, in everything that's happening in today's time, indicating that we're in the end of the age, the Bible also tells us not only what's going on with Israel right now, beloved, which should be enough to have you sitting at the door, you know, waiting for Jesus. Okay, with what's happening right now with Israel. But another thing that the Lord says in the last days, beloved, offenses will come. Offenses will come. And we talked about that yesterday, amen, about, you know, we just easily offended. The person might not admit it. I mean, and most of the times we don't. I mean, sometimes people are just rude, okay? Sometimes they're having a bad day, you know, and they just don't care. You know, but for most time, beloved, amen, I really don't believe that we just really mean to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't believe that, you know, but we're very, 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 very sensitive, maybe because we're still paranoid about this pandemic, paranoid about this vaccine and how they're changing that every day. Every day they're coming up with something different. They don't know things. They figure it out as they go. They don't know. Amen. And maybe all that, you know, we don't know. But a very, very, very sensitive, beloved. And the Bible says that offenses will come. And then what happens, as we shared yesterday, it just don't happen overnight. It happens over time. You know what I mean? Like that little tender plant coming up out of the ground. You know what I mean? And, you know, little by little by little by little. You know, first you say, oh, forget about it. I ain't going to worry about it. It don't mean nothing. But you don't really mean that because you don't really let it go. Then it gets worse and it gets worse. And then you got a full-blown plan. Now, you know, this person here, you're rolling your eyes. You're avoiding this person. You don't want to talk to this person. You know what I mean? And, beloved, and it just gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse to the point now where, you know, every time we open our mouth, you know, you got something bad to say about that person, see? And but what's happening is, beloved, it's something in you that has to come out, glory be to God, because the Bible says if you don't, it troubles you. It's going to trouble you. Amen. It's troubling you because it's taking away your peace, and you know that's trouble. And the times we living in, and you don't have no peace, oh, baby, you in trouble. See, it's taking away your joy. You're in trouble. You're taking away your joy. Amen. And it's so easy. That's why, beloved, we really have to be, you know, the Bible says be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Think about what you're going to say before you say it. Pray about it. You ain't got to fall down on your knees. You can be looking in. You can have to be in a conversation with that person. Amen. But praying before you open your mouth. See. Anytime it's so bad in this particular ministry where someone is offended because you forgot to pray on their prayer request. See, some of us say, "Oh, that's stupid." You know what I mean? And you know, it depends on how we're looking at it. You know what I mean? If you see what happens is they don't look at it from the side of the other person. They don't look at the person that's writing all this down. See, and some people come and they come with 10 prayer requests and 20 prayer requests, and you trying to write all this down, huh? Glory be to God, and you miss something, and why you writing, they talking, see? And then they get offended because you didn't say Aunt Sarah. Then you pray for everybody else, but you ain't pray for Aunt Sarah. But you got something up against me and Aunt Sarah? See, and this is how shrewd, beloved, the devil is, see? And so we want to safeguard ourselves and safeguard one another, amen, and continue to allow God to deal with our hearts, amen, but to continue. And what sort of helps me, beloved, is I always try to look at it on the side of the other person, on the side of the other person. Glory be to God. And this is why I encourage all of you to volunteer to be a prayer warrior in this ministry if it's not but for one prayer session or 1 week. So you can see it's really not that easy to be a prayer warrior. It really isn't. See? Glory be to God. And then you'll have a different attitude. You have a different respect. You have a different respect for them. Amen. And that's just one of many situations. Amen. But let us look at the flip side of this scripture here, and then we'll be finished for this week. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. It says here, Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our redeemer. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 15 tells us, beloved, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Many be defiled. Glory be to God. Yesterday, beloved, amen, we looked at one part of this verse, but today I want to take you further, so that you can see what eventually happens if a person doesn't surrender his hurts and his grievances to the Lord. Beloved, as we shared with you on yesterday, the Greek word for trouble you, amen. It says here in Ephesians 12, amen, it says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. That means to trouble. It means to harass. Or it means to annoy. It refers to something inside of you that bothers you. something on the inside of you that's upsetting you so much that you are constantly pestered by thoughts about it, beloved. The word trouble you pictures a person who is continually troubled, continually harassed, and continually annoyed by thoughts of how someone else wronged her or him. The offending person is now so troubled that she is almost emotionally immobilized. And instead of moving on in life, she gets stuck in the muck of that experience, where she wallows day after day in the memories of what happened to her. If that person doesn't quickly get a grip on herself, beloved, she will eventually fulfill the next part of the verse where the Bible says here, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and many be defiled. I want us to pay attention to the word defiled, beloved, because the Lord is intentional. Whenever he speaks a word, we need to pay attention to the word that the Lord speaks, because he's very intentional in the words that he chooses. So the Bible says if we don't get a grip of this bitterness, if we don't get a grip of this offense, if we don't get a grip, if you try to act like it's all right, but you know it ain't all right, you try to act like it's all right, but it ain't all right, because every time you think about this person or open your mouth to say something about this person, it ain't coming out right. That's how you know it ain't all right. The word defile, beloved, in the Greek, it means to spill, to spot, or to stain. Here is what Hebrews 12:15 is telling us, beloved. It's telling us that if you are inwardly upset with someone and don't get rid of those raw emotions, it won't be too long until you open your mouth and begin to verbalize those ugly inward emotions. And this is what Jesus meant when Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh, you got to pay attention what's coming out of your mouth. And you definitely got to pay attention what's coming out of somebody else's mouth. That's the only way you really get to know a person, what comes out of their mouth, because their mouth reveals what's in their heart. They try to cover out, oh, I'm just joking. No, baby, you ain't joking. But that came up out of your mouth. You ain't joking. You laughing over trying to cover up. You ain't joking. Who is it, Maya Angelou said, when somebody reveals to you who they are, believe them. You don't have to hire no private investigator and all that to find out what's going on with somebody. Just have some conversations with them. You gotta look. Huh? Oh, if they lying, don't worry about it, because you forget the lie that you told. Glory be to God. Just listen, a liar will tell on themselves. Glory be to God. Beloved, according to Jesus, it's according to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what you are full of is exactly what you will talk about. Somebody need to write that down today. Whatever you are full of is exactly what you will talk about. Praise God, amen, for the people that's always talking about Jesus. They don't take all that. They just fanatics. Now they just holy rollers. You know why they talking about Jesus all the time? Because they full of Jesus. Now, what you talking about? Oh, no, what you talking about, how that person over there did you wrong, amen, and you've been talking about it for a couple weeks, couple months, couple years now. Because that's what you're full of. You're full of bitterness. You know what, things we need to pay attention. I challenge you over this weekend, just stop and pay attention to what you're talking about. See? Because that's going to reveal to you what you're full of. Beloved, if you're filled with joy, then joy will come out of your mouth. But if you're filled with bitterness, anger, disappointment, frustration, or rage, then eventually those attitudes are going to show up in the words that you speak. Beloved, like a rising river, what is inside you, if not corrected by the Spirit of God, will eventually flood out of the banks of your soul and spill out of your mouth, adversely affecting everyone around you. This is what happens when we fail to deal with our hearts and instead allow wrong attitudes to fester inside us. Eventually, we will begin to run at the mouth and say bad things about someone else, which has a devastating effect on those who hear us. Beloved, as our negative attitudes rage out of control, our words taint, spot, soil, and ruin the way our listeners perceive the person that we are speaking of. Thus, by permitting our mouths to be the sprout for the mess that festers inside of us, beloved, we end up sliming other people with our own stinking attitudes and destructive words. Let me give you an example, beloved, on how one person's root of bitterness can result in many people being defiled. Suppose a mother who has always loved her church becomes offended by something that happened in that church. Rather than go to the Lord and release that offense and forgive, this mother goes home and she just fumes about what happened and talk about it. And I can't believe they said it. And I can't believe the pastor this and sister so-and-so and brother. And she just talking about it and talking about it to her children and talking about it to her husband and talking about it to all her family. The longer she fumes over this, beloved, the more angry she becomes. As her anger grows, she starts venting and talking about how upset she is with that church. Now, before all this happened, prior to this, her children loved the church, loved the pastor, loved the people. But day after day, they listen to their mother rage about how bad the pastor is, how bad the people is, how bad they are, how bad she was treated, and so on and so on. What that mother doesn't realize, beloved, is that her words are having a profoundly negative effect on her children. Soon the children begin to feel what the mother feels. They see what she sees, and they believe what she believes. Although no one in the church has ever wronged any of these children, it isn't long, beloved, before they are carrying the same bitter feelings toward the church that their mother carries. In this case, beloved, the children here, they have been tainted. They have been stained. They have been spotted by a mother who should have gone to the cross and allowed the Spirit of God to liberate her from those bitter emotions. Instead, she opened her mouth and dumped her bitterness on her family. You got to be careful who you dumping on, baby. Garbage in, garbage out. You got to be careful who you dumping on. Now, because she's been dumping on her family, dumping on her children, this bitterness that's in her heart, glory be to God. Now, beloved, she's not the only one who has an attitude problem. She has imparted her bad attitude to her children as well. Now, she got a bad attitude, The children got a bad attitude. The spouse got a bad attitude. You have the fire. She has defiled the whole family. And they don't even know what's going on. All that because somebody stepped on your toe. They don't even know what's going on. It's contagious. Attitudes are contagious. That's why the Lord says, root it out. Root out this bitterness that's springing up in you. Because if you don't, many people are going to be defiled. Not just you. Everybody around you is defiled. Got your children and your friends rolling eyes at this person. They don't even know why they rolling their eyes. They rolling their eyes at this person because you rolling your eyes at them. And y'all know that's how it works. Yeah, they mess with my family. They mess with me. You don't even know the story. You don't even know the story. Beloved, and this is how the devil works. This is how the devil works. This is how the devil is taking over in these last days. This is how he's stealing the joy of God's people. And if you don't have no joy, you don't have no strength. This is how, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. This is how he's stealing the peace of God's people. And if you don't have no peace, you ain't got nothing. This is how he's stealing the love of God's people. And you know if you ain't got love, you can call it quits. Offenses. When all that mother had to do was pray about it, all that mother had to do, amen, then the Bible says if you offended, go to the person. Pick up the telephone and say, you know, and talk in love. Say a prayer first. I don't mean no harm, but I'm just trying to get an understanding because something went down today and I was just a little offended. Can we talk about it? I mean, that's all you got to do, beloved. We got to stop feeding the devil. That's why he's showing up for dinner every night, because you got the food on the table. We got to stop feeding the devil. Glory be to God. Beloved, and the truth is, if our children have a negative attitude towards the church, when they grow up, beloved, much of the blame will be laid at that mother's feet. Because she didn't keep her mouth shut and act more immature. The mother was acting immature. And you wonder why the kids don't want to go to church. I just can't get them to go to church. I just can't get them. And they just won't go to church for nothing. What are they seeing? How you done bamboozle them? Why go to church? Why go to church? They picking on people. You done sat here for the last 6 months and told me how bad the church folks and the pastor been treating you. Why should I go to church? Beloved, that mother don't realize that she's guilty. The father is guilty. We are guilty of people, your co-workers. You're guilty. You done went to work and done ran the church folks down because you was offended over something. You ask for change. You put 20 in the offering. You ask them to bring you 10 back. They never did. Little stuff, beloved. Little stuff. The Bible said just little stuff. You took that to work. You took that wherever you go. And you're wondering why people don't want to be associated with church folks. People don't want to. I'm witnessing, but ain't nobody responding. Yeah, because you have defiled them. Beloved, we got some confessing to do. We talk too much. And we talking to the wrong people. That situation should be at the altar. It shouldn't be spread abroad all up and down in your neighborhood. Sitting around a dinner table, tearing down the pastor and the church folks. You got to give them the count for that, beloved, if we don't get it straight. We got to get that bitterness out of our heart. This is a spiritual problem. And God is willing to help us. It's also a problem that indicates our immaturity. And the Lord wants us to grow up, beloved. as I close on this morning, beloved, what a pity all of your negative garbage on your friends and your loved ones. What a pity to defile them with a spiritual problem that may hound them for years. How much better, beloved, it would be for you to go to the cross and deal with it rather than open and pour, beloved, let a flood of filth and slime defile those around you. It may seem hard to keep your mouth shut, beloved, and go to the Lord when you're dealing with a difficult attitude challenge. But it is much easier to take this route, beloved, than to load, amen, a bunch of garbage on someone else that you'll later have to clean up. And we know don't nobody like cleaning up no garbage. So I urge you today, beloved, let the Holy Spirit help you. He's your friend. He's your friend. Let him help you. Let him help you to overcome your inward struggles. Sometimes we're struggling and we don't even know what we're struggling with. We just know something ain't right. We frustrated. We feel like screaming. We feel like hollering. We don't even know what we're frustrated with. See? Why don't you talk to the Holy Spirit and let him show you? Were you offended because of what so-and-so did last week? No, you offended. You offended. Because every time they mention their name, you back up. Oh, you offended. Every time you open your mouth to say something about that person, something negative come out first. Oh, no, you offended. You offended. You hear that person being blessed, you wonder, how could God bless them after what they did to me? Oh, no, you offended. And as we said yesterday, beloved, when you offended, amen, glory be to God, amen, what's going on with you inwardly, amen, it's just as ugly as what happened to what they did to you outwardly. Because sin ain't nothing but sin. Sin ain't nothing but sin. What they did to me was sin, okay? Uh-huh. And guess what? And your attitude right now is sin too. We don't want to take it that deep. We don't want to take it that deep. As a pastor, the little pastor, don't touch me. That's just deal with them. Yep, that's that pharisaical attitude. Don't deal with my sin. Mm-mm. No, this ain't no sin. Because God knows. Yep, God knows. Yes, he does. Now, the question is, what does he know? God do know. What does he know? Because he knows everything. He knows everything. He's everywhere. He is omnipotent. Glory be to God. He is omnipotent. Glory be to God. He is omnipresent. And he is omniscient. What does God know? So, beloved, keep yourself free from bitterness. And make sure that others around you are not defiled by ugly words that you attempted to speak. I have repented. Glory be to God. And times that I could think about when I sat around and shared with my children stuff that I shouldn't have, because glory be to God, then everything was all right. Then my children still had a certain attitude about the person I was talking about. Don't ever bring your parents in on your relationships, beloved. Glory be to God. You beating up your spouse and talking ugly about your spouse, then next week y'all kissing and making up, honey, and then your mama and daddy ain't gonna never forget, amen, what you said about your spouse. Y'all kissing and making up and trying to make some babies, and your mama and your daddy and your family remember what you said about your spouse. Beloved, we got to pay attention. We got to pay attention. God needs us to be effective in his kingdom. And we cannot be effective with negative attitudes, because those attitudes are very contagious. Let the Holy Spirit root it out. Let the Holy Spirit root it out. I'm finished. Amen. Glory be to God. But I like to give, you know, a practical examples, beloved. Amen. Because what the Lord brings me to bring or to speak, amen, and 9 out of 10 times I've already experienced it. See, glory be to God, beloved. And when I'm feeling something in my heart, amen, and offended, glory be to God, I talk to God. I say, God, I'm offended. I'm offended by this. I'm offended what they did, what they didn't do, what they said, what they didn't say. Father God, now, but Father God, I don't want to feel this way, Father God. God, I know it's not your will, Father God. I said, God, help me to release this. Help me to love this person. Help me to forgive this person. Father God, help me if they was right or if they was wrong. And then show me, Father. And I just talk to God and I stay there. I ain't giving up my peace. Heck to the no-no. You know, people will give you all the money in their bank account if they can get a day of peace. I ain't giving up my joy. I ain't giving up my blessing. Oh, no, beloved. But the devil wants to hold you there and pacify that thing. Beloved, you got to let it go. You got to let it go. I'm just waiting for them to call me. I wouldn't do that if I was you. I wouldn't do that. Because ain't nobody promised you tomorrow. And can't nobody call you from no graveyard. You sitting there waiting. Why we always want to do things opposite than what the word of God is telling us? The word of God ain't nowhere the word of God told you to wait. What you need to do is pray about this. See? And then ask God to give you the timing. Amen. Lord, okay, I'm going to call them because you told me to call this person. You said take it to the person. Now, Lord, when I call them, I want to call the right day. And I want to call with the right attitude. And God out and help me to say the right words. Beloved, it's simple. We serve God in spirit and truth. Just be real with him. And let me tell you something. Jesus never fails. Jesus never failed. Baby, when God gets finished, that situation will be so sweet. It'll be so sweet, baby. That load will be lifted. Glory be to God. The relationship will be restored. Your peace has come back. Your joy has come back. Your blessing has been released. Because you did it God's way. Amen. Amen and amen. Father, please. Help us to refrain from speaking words today that will negatively affect other people. Father, we are so sorry for the times we have run at the mouth and said things we shouldn't have said. Father, we realize how wrong this is and how we have stained other people's opinions. Because we didn't control our mouth and we didn't control our emotions. We are turning to you for help, Father. And we are asking you to help us control our tongue as we deal with these issues that have festered inside of us. Holy Spirit, please help us to overcome the flesh and to allow you to have your way in us. And we pray this in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, glory be to God. That is the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. And God's word will never return unto him void. Amen, but it will always accomplish everything, amen, that the Lord has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. That is it for today. That is it for this week. In my heart, I want to have the spiritual warfare training, but I have to see. I have to see because I have some situations I have to take care of this morning. I tried to get some replacement, somebody else to do it. Didn't quite work. But that's okay. We'll make it up to you. Okay, I promise, amen. If we don't have it today, I promise I'll make it up to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Because spiritual warfare is very, very important. Amen. So however, the Lord has shown me how to make it up to. Y'all know my heart. Y'all know I can't give too much. I can't give too much. Amen. But there's some things that have to be done today. And I'm not sure the timing. So I don't want to tell you 12 and I'm not back at 12. You know, I don't want to give you time and it just don't work out. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. And I also have to go in the studio today and do 4 recordings. Amen. For our TV broadcast. So it's loaded, saints. And I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for praying for me. Amen. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it. Glory be to God. We'll be back tomorrow. Glory be to God for our Sunday service. Amen. We're not going to do Zoom tomorrow. We're just going to meet right back here. Amen. But we're going to be talking some more about Zoom because we're going to be implementing more Zoom in. But the Lord has to show me how to do it so I don't lose too many of you. I don't want, even though we're going to gain on the other end, I don't want to lose you guys. Amen. While we're, you know, going up and expanding. So, amen. So tomorrow, same time, same place, same station at 12 o'clock, we'll be here for our Sunday service. Now, we need to have Holy Communion. Let's have Holy Communion tomorrow, saints, amen, because we haven't had Holy Communion since, what was it, Good Friday? All right, so tomorrow we'll be serving Holy Communion. Come with your matzah, grape juice, amen, crackers, amen, glory be to God, amen. Y'all know how we do, amen, but we want to partake in Holy Communion on tomorrow, amen, Lord's willing, amen, in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. My pleasure to be in your service today. Amen. All this week. Amen. All this year and all for the last 10 years. Amen. My pleasure to serve. Amen. We are servant leaders. Remember our teaching on ministers, that we're all a minister. Amen. We are all disciples. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And servant leaders. Amen. Hallelujah. God's way up and down, beloved. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for the word today. Thank you for the word that have come forth every week. Father, help us not to be hearers only, but help us to be doers. Father God, of your word, hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Father God, we, every single one of us have been offended. Father God, but God, help us to say we were offended, that there's nothing in our hearts towards that person, even though that person didn't treat us right, intentionally or unintentionally. We release them. We release them this day, because when we do, we release ourselves. And we're the first one out the gate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps. Father, help us not to lean to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all of our ways. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel it. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We seal this prayer, Father God. We bind every spirit of retaliation, whiplash, voodoo, sorcery. We cancel it even right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we cancel it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, be dominion and power both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Everybody have an awesome day, awesome weekend. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Yeah, every time I turn around.
Everybody have a beautiful, awesome day. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Blessings, blessings, blessings on blessings. Amen. God bless.